Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen. Amen. I want to say Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Well,
Shalom, Shalom,
Shalom,
Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. Amen. Grace and peace, everyone. Shalom, Shalom, Israel. Grace and peace, grace and peace. Hallelujah. Grace and peace. The Father is merciful.
Amen.
Man, He's merciful.
Amen.
Man.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Look, we're in the midst that we're in the middle of the week, the Sabbath preparation, as Nakomi put it out there. Right, right. in the kingdom, hallelujah. You know what I mean? Hey, midst of the week, we are getting so close to the kingdom of God, people. Pay attention to your surroundings. This
Amen.
Earth. This world, the earth, the world is out of control.
Totally.
The flock, God is this close to coming. Your deliverance is this close to happening. And the world is this close to coming to an end. And you're this close to taking part in it. And you don't want no part in none of that.
Amen.
Amen. Say it again, Jew. Say it again.
You're this close in it, and you don't want no part in it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Look.
Yeah, the truth, brother.
Look, I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, look, we'll say welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters in Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. Tonight we had a middle of the week, the Wednesday night, lesson, the Wednesday night council, whatever you want to place it, man. This is when we start pulling it together. Tonight, you have the Nation of Peace with our brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Little Israel, of the Nation of Peace of Israelites out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, bringing what?
That kingdom
state of mind.
Hallelujah.
That kingdom state of mind. And tonight's reading for my brother Nakomi is Brother Isaiah Brown.
Amen.
The Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class. And tonight, manning the boards is my lovely wife, making sure everything go well. It's Sister Rhea Israel. And
shalom,
tonight,
Rhea.
Shalom, Mrs. Rhea.
Hey,
Shabbat Shalom. She said Shabbat Shalom, y'all.
Shalom, sis.
Told you. Everybody's trying to get into that Sabbath mind. Look, tonight's precept is time. Time. T-I-M-E, time. You do what you want with that.
Amen.
He said, let all things be done decently in order. So with that being said, we're going to turn this over to the host and the man of the hour, Nakomi Swanson.
Shalom, Yashal. I mean, shalom, Israel.
Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, Yashal.
Okay, shalom, Yashal. We're going to get started with this. Brother Isaiah, if you got a radio choice, we're gonna ask that you bring radio choice. Ask that all the brothers uncover their heads and face these, all the sisters, cover your heads, face to each brother. Isaiah, bring your radio choice, and we're going to begin the lesson.
Amen, 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 amen. Give everybody a little second to get this prepared. Amen. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also with the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. The reading was taking place in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Like Brother Joe Israel said, the title. Before we get started, let's go to Matthew chapter 3:3-1. Is how I start every lesson. Chapter 3:1-3. Matthew chapter 3:1-3. Brother Isaiah. Then we gonna get started.
Yes, sir. The book of Matthew chapter 3:3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Thank you. This right here means a whole lot to me today. And he said, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And guess what, people? We got to, for that means prepare for God Christ's return, preparing for the return of Christ and then returning for the return of the Father. And he said, prepare you the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And this means a lot to me today because earlier this week, I lost one of my best friends in Christ, Brother Bishop Raheem Messenger, and I dedicate this lesson to my brother in Christ that I love a lot. We worked together for like 4 years in church and in ministry. And he's not even an Israelite. He's a Christian. But you know what? He's one of my favorite brothers in Christ. And my brother died at the age of 32 years old. So time, you don't know. He was preparing the way the Lord would, in a way that he understood. And he was about this life. And I love going to his funeral, because I'm sick of going to funerals, and they say they love life and they love this, and this is because they knew they wasn't living for God. But I know this very young man, he's been in church all his life, and he dedicated himself to the understanding that he had to the work of God. And in the short 32 years, he did a lot. I've never seen so many people. He's a person that no one has had nothing bad to say about. If you knew him, he's never been in no thief. You never seen him argue. I never seen, like I said, I never even seen him say anything negative. So I dedicate this to my brother, Time. He had such a short time, but you know what? He had a great effect on his community, and he had a great effect on his work. There we're going to get started.
Amen. Amen.
Sorry about your loss, bro. Thank you. I'm very heavy-hearted tonight, people. I'm telling you, I love him like a brother.
Amen. Praise God.
We're going to get through this,
man. Praise God. Amen.
We're going to get through this, bro. Come
Hallelujah.
On, put the
lesson.
Let's get
in.
Let's get to the lesson. Let's get to the lesson, people. Let's go on, Brother Isaiah. Let's get to Genesis chapter 1 and 1.
Yes, sir. The book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Stop. So, like I said, his lesson is called time. In the beginning of the scriptures, it's trying to teach us something. Brother Isaiah, drop down to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1 to start. 2 on 1.
The book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the Sabbath day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the Sabbath day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made.
Stop.
These
Stop. So the first thing that the scriptures teach us is what a week is. When you read Genesis chapter 1, it gives you the 6 days of creation, but we guess what? He just then taught us time. He just then taught us a week. So the very first lesson that you learn if you pay attention is he just gave you a process of time. He just gave you a week. He showed you what a week is. 7 days is a week. So, and this is something that we all know. This is one thing that hasn't changed in our life since we've been born. One thing that ain't changed in my life since I've been born is Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Them 7 days in our life have never changed since we've been living. It's always been that. A week has always been there, ever since I can remember. We have a week. So we got to understand that. The first thing, one of the first things we're learning from the creation is what? He's teaching us a process of time. We're learning what a week is from the beginning. Because people, like I'm saying, if you've heard me teach and been around me for a while, God has showed me a Bible code in this creation, in the creation story. And it lets, and it goes all the way through the Bible, that the Bible breaks things down in time. Time has a very big part in the structure of the scriptures. Way deeper than most people could imagine. So we got to understand that. This is an actual, when you read creation, it's actually teaching you a pattern. But it's also teaching you in a week. But like saying, we going, that's going a little bit deeper. But we're going to continue on. Brother Isaiah, give us Daniel chapter 7 and 25.
Yes,
Daniel 25. Daniel 7 and 25.
The book of Daniel is chapter 7, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time, and times, and the dividing of time.
Stop.
But the judge.
Stop. Like I said, they said, and think to change times and law. See, they did. They think they changed time and law. But guess what? The time, I'm saying the rules of time, God has already, he's established those things. They think they didn't change it. They're saying, they're saying that this is the year 2018. Well, that's in a 365-day calendar. Well, our time, as we know it, started on a fourth day. The way we tell time is from what? The sun and from the moon. That's how we know we have feast days and things like that. That's how we even establish every day is from the setting and the rising of the sun. Well, those things don't move in 365-day increments. As a matter of fact, that time is slower. 365 days is slower than if you're going by the sun, which is 360, and then I'm saying and the moon is 364 in a year. So they're going slower. They're going, you know what I'm saying, they're going faster than that 365. That 365 is going to be behind the time. It's going slower. You get to 364 before you get to 365, and you get to 360 before you get to 365. So they think they changed time, but their time is off. The time is off.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to understand that the time is off. It is not 2018. For one thing, is they say 2000, which we already know, if you have understand things, that the clock got turned over because we really in 12,000. Because like I'm saying, right before Jesus was born a little bit before they did this. So we know at least Jesus been gone for over 2,000 years. So 2,000 years, you look, I'm saying, the way they doing it, you know what I'm saying, if you use it by 360, that's a loss of 28 years. Almost 28 years in day. So they're way behind. And then the other one, they're like 8 years behind. So we got to understand that. Like I'm saying, these are some things I know a lot of us don't go through these deep, you know what I'm saying? And we're not going to even go into that. But we got to understand, they think they changed the time. Well, they don't know the time because guess what? We're not on the real time. We're not on the real time, according if we follow their time. But we're going, I'm saying, but we're going to see why that they had the power to do this. Let's go into the book of Job, chapter 9 and 24. Job 9 and 24.
Yes, sir. The book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where? And who is he?
Stop. See, check it out. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. Okay? If it's given, who's the only person that can give the world to you, give the earth to you? That would be God the Father and God the Son. So the reason they got control of time, because they got in control of things for a limited time only. Not forever, but of a limited time only, they have control of things here on the earth. Not forever, but for a limited time. Let's show you that everything is running on God's clock. Let's show you that everything is. Let's go into Luke chapter 21 and verse 21. Luke 21 and 21.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 21. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck, in those days, for there shall be a great distress in the land, and a wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Stop. So it said that our land, it told us to leave and don't come back. And if you're not in it, he's saying, if you're not in it, don't try to enter in. And it said it's going to be tracking down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled, which meaning the coming of Christ. But there is a time for of the Gentiles. They got a time limit that they got to fulfill before Christ comes back. So we got to understand that there are time, that there is a clock going, and we got to understand the only person that really understands it is the Father, because Jesus said these times only the Father know these things. So we got to understand that. But let's see that the spirit world acknowledged these things. That I'm saying that we think everybody's out of order. No, everybody understands that they on the clock. I'm saying every human being that's been born, I'm saying when you was born, you've been on the clock to your death ever since you've been born. Every time someone is born, the clock is set for when you're going to die, because that's the next great event in the great scheme of things of your whole existence. You got to live and you got to die, unless you're going to be one of the people that's going to live and then die and going to be here at the time of Christ. And you still, and saying you and one that's going to deal with him, and you're still going to be alive. But other than that, guess what? We're all going to die. We're all going to die. That is something we can't get out of. Don't know when. Then it could, I'm saying, like I'm saying, some people get short times. There's little babies that die. There's teenagers that die. Like I'm saying, my guy, he was a very young man. I mean, he died at 32. 32 is how old I was when I became an Israelite 17 years ago. I'm 49 years old. I'm saying, I thank God for the mercy, because the time that I walked in the door, he walked out of this life.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So people, guess what? Our time is precious. And it tell you in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 that the wise is in the house of mourning, and when somebody dies, you'll take it to heart. Pay attention to things in your life when somebody dies. You consider things in your life when someone dies. Said Bishop Raheem, he was a great dude, but guess what? Bishop Raheem, he was a pretty big dude. He probably should have checked that diet. He should have probably ate a little better. Anyone that know him, guess what? I need to eat a little better myself. I need to take it to heart. I need to lose around about 20, 25 pounds. I'm saying, now I'm going to say, you know what? I need to get my health better. I had to consider that when you recognize people that's close to you that die, it makes you consider. He said the unwise, they're not in that. They're in the house of feasting. He said, but the wise is in the house of mourning. And when you're in the house of mourning, you consider these things, and that's what these things are supposed to make you do. When somebody just especially when something shocking like someone that young dies, something to consider. That's something to for people to lay to heart. It was shocking. It was very shocking. He's got like a little like 6-7 year old son. 4 years ago, we went to his father died, and he took over a church. So we got to understand this time thing is very important. It's very precious, and it's got to make you consider, amen, the work that's God put before me, better get to it. Ain't promised tomorrow I'm going to get, you know what, I'm going to wait a couple weeks, and then I'm going to do this and I'm do that. No, that made me say, you know what, might not be able to do that next week.
Amen.
It ain't promised.
Say it,
it ain't promised.
Say it.
It ain't promised. And he died in his
Amen.
Sleep. He died in his sleep. He died in his sleep. He went to sleep, and he didn't wake up. So we got to, and so these things make us consider these things. So there's a certain, everybody got a time clock. It's the time of the Gentiles. But let's show you who else got a time. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8 and 28. Matthew 8 and 28, we want 28 and 29.
Yes, sir. The book of Matthew chapter 8, verses 28. And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And, behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before our time?
Stop. See, listen to this. Now, he's dealing with devils, and they said, let's read what they said. And, behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Thou come hither to torment us before the time. They're like, man, you in the flesh. You ain't cracked through them clouds as a spirit. What you doing? You come before the time. It ain't time for you to come back yet. You ain't supposed to be bothering with us yet. See, even the spirits know that there's a clock, that they own the clock. They say, you ain't supposed to be messing with us yet. You in the flesh, man. Why are you messing with us? They gave him his honor. That honor was due. I'm saying they said they could. You know, they gave him his honor and said, "Thou Son of God." They said, "Okay." See, you know what I'm saying? People, they be acting like the devils are out of order with God and Christ. Like them saying, "They no, he the Son of God." They gonna give him his honor. They know better than to cross him. Because they were scared then. They were like, man, you coming before the time. So everybody is on a time clock. And just like I'm saying, we are. There's things, I'm saying, there is righteousness to perform, and we need to start performing it because we don't know, I'm saying, we don't know when the time is going to end. We're supposed to be giving our best effort every day. We don't know our own clock. And we don't know it. So we got to understand, man, you got to do the best with the time that you have. Time is something, like I'm saying, when you deal with certain things, it's something that you shouldn't be wasting. We shouldn't just be wasting our time. Saying there's expectation from the Father and the Son of us, and we shouldn't be wasting our time. So we got to understand that. So they were saying, why are you dealing with us before the time? But like I'm saying, the time has taught us, I'm saying, But like I'm saying, but we understand that, hey, guess what? We supposed to be in the know. Even though they didn't scramble the clock up and scramble time up and everything, guess what the word of God is supposed to do for us? Let's go into St. John chapter 14 and 26. When you get it, Brother Isaiah, go ahead. St. John 14, verse 26.
Verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Now, he said that the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, he said he's going to bring all things back to your remembrance. So, people, guess what? We got the ability to get back on time. We got the ability to get back on time. But we got to, you know what I'm saying, but we got to deal with the right thing. That's what I'm saying. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 5. I'm going to read 5 and 6. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 and 6.
You said the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 5 and 6?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Stop. So he said, this is your wisdom and this is your understanding. So people, to understand things, including time, guess what you can use to deal with it? The scriptures. You can, through the scriptures, you can understand how to be on time with God. You can understand to be back on time with God. And understand how he sees time compared to the time we being taught. Saying according to the world, we are in the 11th month of the year. According to God, we're in the eighth. Darn near in the ninth. We might already be in the ninth. But we're in like the eighth, going into the ninth month already. Not the 11th month. So we got to understand that God's clock and the world's clock are different. So we got to understand that. We are separated from the world. Like he's saying, he tells us in St. John chapter 17 that ye are not of the world. That's why your mind state, according to how you think on things, you have to think on them as he has told. He's instructing us, not as the world is instructing us. Okay, I ain't telling you to start just use the time like God and you be off. No, you need to know what time it is now also. You've got to understand God's clock if you're trying to be deep like that, if you're trying to have your understanding like that, that you understand, hey, it's not fooling me. See, the world ain't fooling me. I know their clock is off. And I understand that their clock is off. But I know, guess what? These things can be fixed. So let's go into Brother Isaiah, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26.
Yes, sir. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are.
Okay, so he said, and he said, he's going to use us to confound the wise, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised God hath chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. See, we supposed to figure the, like I'm saying, people, our calling is way much bigger than some of us think. And we supposed to shock this world with the things that we can bring to the attention that people it supposedly ain't supposed to be able to figure out. God's going to use these things to us to bring, to answer these questions and bring things back to our remembrance. Because once people know that time is false, some people would say, well, there ain't no way we can figure it out. But yeah, I'm saying, but like you're saying, we're supposed to figure these things out. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures in the Apocrypha. I'm going to Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7. I'm reading verses 17 and 19. And this is something that we dealing with Solomon about, like I'm saying. And Solomon going to entertain this thing about time. And let's see what Solomon said. So I'm in Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7. And I'm picking it up at verse 17. And I'm reading through 19. And it reads, "For he hath given me certain knowledge of the things that are." See, remember saying? You know, saying we're supposed to deal with the things that are. The things that are not, good to bring the thing to the things that are. Solomon here going to say, I'm dealing with the things that are. Knowledge of the things that are, namely, to know how the world was made in the operation of elements in the beginning, ending, and midst of the times. So he said he can understand the beginning, ending, and the midst of times, the alterations of the turning of the sun in the change of seasons. See, that's how we measure time, by the sun and the moon. See, so that's what I'm saying. That's why the time is right in this paragraph with the change in the season. And saying 19, the circuit of years in the position of stars, because that's how you deal with these things, is how you deal with time. But he said it was given to him by God to know this. So people, you got to understand, Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord, I change not. So if he gave him the ability to understand the time, he ain't done dealing like that with his people. He ain't done dealing like that with his people. So if he gave him that ability, guess what? He's still going to give us, some of us, still that kind of ability to deal with these things. But I'm going to read one more in the Apocrypha. I'm going to 2 Ezra chapter 14. I'm going to read 1 through 6. 2 Ezra in the Apocrypha, chapter 14. And I'm going to pick it up at the 1 and read 1 through 6. And it reads, "And it came to pass upon the third day, I sat under an oak, and behold, there came a voice out of a bush over against me, and said, Ezra, Ezra. And I said, Here I am, Lord. And I stood upon my feet. Then said he unto me in the bush, I did manifestly reveal myself unto Moses, and talk with him when my people served in Egypt." So he's talking to him about Moses. But we're going to read on verse 4. "And I sent him and led my people out of Egypt and brought him up to the Mount of Sinai, where I held him by me a long season and told him many wondrous things and showed him the secret of the times. Okay, he showed him the secret of the times and the end and commanded him, saying. So he said he showed Moses, just like he did show in, as we saw in Wisdom of Solomon, the secret of the times and the end. And I'm continuing verse 6. These words shalt thou declare, and these shalt thou hide. So all these things ain't for everybody to pick up. But he showed us that he also dealt, I'm saying, we go a little deeper. He said he gave him the understanding of the time in the end. He understood the time. Because understanding time in the big scheme of things with God is very important. You need to know the time. And he gives some of us that ability to do that. Like I'm saying, even as an Israelite, I came from the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. They didn't necessarily really deal with that. And this is why I'm glad God says that you should deal with more brothers and sisters in these type of things. Because when I went to Brother Joe's class, when he had a class called Come and See Ministry, and I went to his class around about October, November, 2010. He always was dealing with calendars and things like that, and you know what I'm saying, and you know he always dealt with that creation. That creation is time. Well, nothing ever stirred my brain to even consider these things because, like I'm saying, where I came from, we just didn't really do that. And guess what? Everybody doesn't deal real deep with it, with calendar and the times and these things and the high holy days and all those things in the scriptures that deep, far as knowing accounts and things for yourself. So, like I was saying, I thank God for everything he has put me around because all of these things have made me better at the ministry and have more insight on more things than I was originally put in front of. So I like listening to many people so I can get more and more. But as that happened, I start understanding the calendar and the importance of time in the scriptures. And like I'm saying, when you start understanding the scriptures, time is a very, very big thing in the scriptures. But we're going to continue. Let's go, Brother Isaiah. Let's get Genesis chapter 1 and 1. We're going to get one verses 1 and 2.
Yes, sir. The book of Genesis chapter 1, verses 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Stop. So he's saying in 1 and 2, he's saying, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Well, see, before any light, there's darkness. So everything, when we're reading the creation, what's the first thing we understand? Darkness. Everything, it started in the dark, because guess what? Everything starts in the dark. Everything starts in the dark. Nothing's light than darkness. It's always darkness and light. But guess what? That's also teaching us time. Let's get Brother Isaiah read verse 3, 1 and 3.
Verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Stop. Okay. There was darkness, but now guess what? He said, let there be light. Teaching us time. Said, let there be light. Let's read on verses 4 and 5.
Verses 4. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the darkness. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Stop. The evening and the morning was the first day. So he's letting you, it's what? The evening is when things turn what? Dark. Things is dark in the evening. And then it turns into the morning light, because that's, guess what? That is a basic principle of time. It's a basic principle of life. All, everything that we know, it starts in the dark. A human being born, they're inside their mother in darkness. They come out to the light. Even when you plant a seed, you plant it in the ground. It has no light at first. But when it starts, but then when it gets activated by the soil and the sun and water dealing with it, it starts popping up out the soil. You start seeing things. But guess what? Everything started in darkness. So people, there's an order of time. And he's trying to tell us, like saying, the world always want to do things backwards. The world say day to night. But no, he says night to day. Let's show you. So it makes me understand this scripture we're going to read. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40.
Yes, sir, verse 40. Mm-hmm. Let all things be done decently and in order.
See, let all things be decently and in order. So that's why he teaches you, even, I'm saying, when you read all of the creation story, it's going to let you see that order. Evening, morning, evening, morning, evening, morning. That's keeping everything decently in order. Because people, like I'm saying, God has showed me a Bible code in the scriptures, and especially in the creation. But you can't see these type of things if you get out of order. But if you read, that's what I'm saying. The way everything is written, I understand how everything is put in this Bible is put in it. So if you do have the eye to see the patterns and see the codes that's in it, you'll be able to see it. But you've got to keep things and say things the way it is written. Saying things got to be done very, very orderly. God is not about the spirit of the law. He's about things being done by the letter of the law. Like people say, spirit of the law, where you don't do things all the way. You got to think of the word. You do things by the spirit of the law, or you can do things by the letter of the law. God is about doing things by the letter of the law. He wants things done exactly how he say things, how they're supposed to be done. And me and anyone that studies this book, and he's saying that for very, very important reason. Because if you keep things in order, things will be revealed to you, even in a reading of this book. I remember when I used to go, I was a Sunday Christian. I could get tired of reading the Bible. I used to, and I pick up the Bible, I'll start yawning. But now, ever since for the last 17 years, there are so many things being revealed and so many new things every time I pick it up that I can't get bored because it's too much there, and I'm trying to say what I'm going to see next. And because he just showed me secret things, oh, I'll really be looking because I know something is there. I know there's way more jewels in here than he didn't already show. And anyone else that really studies the Bible, I know he's done the same for you also. That you know this, I know this the word of God. Can't nobody convince me otherwise. I'm saying, my brother, a 5%er, he didn't try to convince me against this book long ago. I'm saying, I deal with Muslim. I deal with Christian. I deal with people. I'm saying I deal with people that believe in other things. I'm saying I deal with people that believe in a whole bunch of other things. But guess what? God didn't reveal so much to me on a level that none of them probably will ever even think of. I know this is the word of God. I know something great. Yeah, some people just look at it and think it's a bunch of stories. Some people think it's some mystic type thing and stuff like that. But I understand that it's much, much more. Because guess what? I believe that there's something here. I know there's something in there. I see it all the time. But see, guess what? Most people don't got no faith. Even Israelites ain't totally convinced on the word. But I am. From Genesis and Revelations, I am totally convinced that this was totally inspired by God. No human is this smart. If you really start seeing the secret things of this book, you will understand there ain't no human being this smart if you could see the deeper things of the word. The stories and things are incredible on the surface. But when God gives you the ability to see beyond the surface, it's just even more greater than that. It will make you know for sure, that there is a God. So if there is a God, there is a judgment. I'm saying, I understand that. I'm not just going to die, and that's going to be the end of my story. Because if this word is true, which I believe is true, and the things that's being revealed to me, then guess what? I'm coming back. Hopefully I'm coming back on the good side of things and not the bad side of things. So we got to understand that. But let's show you this time still that, like I said, even a high holy day, he gives you, you just can't throw a party when you want to. He got dates and how he want things done. See, that's what I'm saying. Things got to be done decently in order. But guess what the order is? He's teaching you time. And he wants you to keep up with the number. All these things have deep meanings. So, Brother Isaiah, let's go to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 4.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, and you said verse 24, right?
No, verse 4. We want verse 4 and verse 5.
Yes, sir. Verse 4. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover.
Stop. So he's giving us order and time. He's given us the almighty order from the beginning. It says, verse 5, in the 14th day of the month, of the first month at even, is the Lord's Passover. See, there go that principle that a day start and night. You start the Passover when? On the 14th day at even, at night. So, like I'm saying, he's given us the principles of time, but he's given us the principle and the principles of life in everything. Everything starts in the darkness. Okay, people, we all on a phone conference. So guess what? We all on the phone. Guess what? Who had the idea for the phone? Whoever they did. Guess where that idea started at? In your brain. You was thinking about it. No. Can people see your thoughts? No, they can't see your thoughts. They can't see inside your brain and what you're thinking about. You know why? That's darkness. That's the spirit world. Your thoughts is spirit. That's that darkness, that spirit world. Everything start out in that world. But then guess what? Now the thought that was in your brain, boom, it's in the light. We got the cell phone. You know, we ain't got to saying this mug is a computer. Remember, we just had a little flip phone and all that stuff like that. But now the phone getting more and more and more advanced. But at first, guess what? This thing that was, this was just an idea in the darkness of someone's mind. This was something somebody just was thinking about. And it went from just being a communication device to communication information device. You can record stuff on your phone. You can do all kinds of things with this thing that can fit in your hand. People shoot movies on phones. It's that advanced of this little bitty thing. But guess what? All these things were dark ideas that no one could see. But now, guess what? That idea that was in the darkness, and now it's in, I'm saying, but now it's in the light. So we got to understand that. We got to understand that. So, like I'm saying, they change time, but God wants us to know time. So, that we just read about was the Passover. So, Passover is first month of the religious year on the 14th of Nisan, our April. So, we got to understand that. But what is this to us? What is this Passover to us compared to the world? Like I'm saying, we got to learn. We're saying, he said, he can bring our time back to our remembrance. Brother Isaiah, let's go to Exodus chapter 12 and 1. We want 1 and 2.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Exodus chapter 12, and we want 1 and 2.
The book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Stop. He said, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year unto you. He said to you, did he say that? Is this the first month of the year to everybody? That's why he said, he's letting you know, these things he been thought of. He already knew that the world was going to be on a different time than him. But he's letting you in on something. He's talking about the Passover. He said, this is the first month of the year to you. When this happened, this is the first month of the year to you. Not December 31st at sundown going into January 1st is not the first month of the year to God's people. He's trying to make that clear. Brother Isaiah, drop down to verse 11.
Yes, sir, verse 11. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
Okay, so the first month of the year, what's something that can let you know it's the first month of the year? Whenever the Passover get here, you know it's the first month of the year to God. To God. And he's telling you, as we read in verses 1 and 2, that this is the beginning of months to you. So you know, on the first of that month, I'm saying 13 days later, is the Passover. So we got to understand that. And it says in Passover is in the 14th of Nisan, or our April. So our first month starts, the first month to God that we're supposed to understand is April, sometimes March, depending on what year it is. But sometimes it's April, sometimes it's March. But guess what? It's never going to be January. never going to be January. So he said concerning time, he said you can't think like the rest of the world. He said you got to deal with this thing according to how I'm giving it to you. He's giving this instruction in time and understand how you order your year according to how he orders a year. That's the way you can keep up with keeping his feast, because there's penalties to not dealing with things that he set up. So he said some of these things you can die and be separated from your people. I'm saying you need to know when the Day of Atonement is so you don't be eating on the Day of Atonement. You need to understand when the Passover Feast of Unleavened Bread is so you don't be eating leaven during the Passover. You need to know and understand these things so you don't get caught up going against the wishes of God. So that's why he's breaking these things down to you through time, periods in time, so you can get it understood. But we gonna continue. Let's go into Exodus 13, and we want 1-4.
Yes, sir. The book of Exodus chapter 13, verses 1-4. Verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn. Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both a man or a beast, it is mine. And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day, in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand out from this place, there shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month Abib.
Okay, so he said this month came ye out the month Abib. Abib is what? The first month of the year. And as we already looked at, the first month of the year to God is April. So he's trying to get us crystal clear on that. He's saying even more. Understand. Because if you read this verse with your understanding what months is, you would be doing this in January. You would be dealing with January if you tried to use your Western mind. That's why you can't be, when you're dealing with the scriptures, you can't deal with a Western mind state. If you're dealing with a Western mind state, you would be doing Passover in January if you read it literally as they did. I'm saying, but that's why you go see what the month of Abib. That's why you're supposed to understand when the Passover is and these things. So you do these things at the correct time, according to the scriptures, not according to your own understanding. That's why I say lean not into your own understanding, because in my understanding as a Western person, the first month of the year is January. So guess what? I got to be under, he said, that's why he told you that this word, this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nation. Okay? He said, this ain't everybody's wisdom and understanding. He said, people got to say, he makes this intimate and personal. See, when I was a Christian, they try to act like this was for everyone. But he makes this personal. The people that's going to obey him, that want to be a part of him and his kingdom, he say, okay, well, you got to do things according to what I say. So I'm going to make it personal. I'm talking to you. Now, when Christ get here in his second coming, guess what? Anybody that's alive, he's going to be talking to everybody. We all going to have to do it, or it's going to be punishment, okay? And this is when Christ going to be here, so you guess what? You're not going to get away with anything. You ain't going to get away with nothing. Them angels going to chase you down. You can't run from an angel. They move at the speed of lightning. None of us can move at lightning. I say it all the time. There's going to be people trying to do Christmas in a basement, and them angels going to snatch them up in a basement trying to do Christmas. on the sneak, and it ain't going to happen. It is not going to happen, people. It is going to be a problem. That's why he's trying to get us to be in the right state of mind right now. You better do things according to my time. That's what he's telling us. You better do it according to how I say it. But guess what? He's getting intimate with us. He said, this is it. He said, this is the beginning of months to you. He said, he ain't saying the rest of the world got to think this way. But he's telling you, if you're a true follower of me, this is how you're supposed to think. But we're going to continue. We're going to continue. So let's go into Daniel chapter 7 and 25 once again. Saying I'm not going deep, people. I'm just giving some little stuff. I didn't want to spend a whole amount of time in this. Just dealing with a few little outline things, some basic principles of time that we're supposed to understand.
Right.
Just to make you think, yeah, what year is it? How do you figure it out? Things like that. Just things to get, you know what I'm saying? Just like me, just seeing them seven boxes on Joe's board all the time when he had a class. And he's making them seven boxes with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Guess what? That just stirred my brain. I'm just trying to stir your brain and see what some of y'all might come up with something. Maybe the most high school I'm going to come up and have you deal with this time thing. And see what you see. By me seeing them seven boxes, years later, guess what? I start seeing the Bible code dealing with the creation. So that's what I'm saying. But he had to use something to stir my brain, to stir me up, to start focusing on these type of things. And maybe this lesson might start saying, you know, hey, maybe I need to break these things down and get more into in tune with the time and things like that and see what it is. But let's get this. We just need one scripture, Daniel 7, verse 25.
Yes, sir, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
Okay, so he said he think he changed times and laws. Let's show you that God knew this. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20 and 11. Exodus chapter 20 and 11.
The book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day.
Let's get Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Let's get 8, verse 8.
Yes, sir. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor.
Stop. See, he said they think to change times and laws, what we just read. They think to do it. So he's telling you he knew they was going to change it. So what is he telling you to do? Remember.
Right.
Remember the Sabbath day. Because he said, guess what? The powers that be, guess what they're going to do? They're going to change times and laws. See, they think they didn't change the law. They said the law don't matter no more, and they changed time. But he's telling you, remember the Sabbath day. Remember what the Sabbath day is. See that? He's telling you, remember what. And then read on, bro. I'm saying, read 9 through 11.
Yes, sir. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the Sabbath day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the Sabbath day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Now he just gave you. So he said, remember, and gave you a basic description of how you do it. See, if you read this basic description, people will be talking about, man, you can't do this, can't do. He gave you a basic. He said, don't do no work. Nobody in your house doing no work. Say your animals, they don't make them do no work. And then he tell you he rested. So people, if you don't understand, like he'll be saying, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, guess what? If all else fail, I can go through this basic and I can come to this basic thing right here and say, you know what? If I don't work on the seventh day of the week, guess what? I'm good. If I can't understand anything else, guess what? I say that. On the seventh day of the week, me and no one in my household going to work that day. We try to make things harder than it really is. But he's teaching us basic principles. Saying if all this fail, I'm saying I'm going to do what he did. I ain't going to work. And he said he rested on the seventh day. But he's telling us to remember it. And then he's telling you a basic, he's giving you a basic, you know, instructions how to keep it. Then I'm saying this is real, real basic. I'm saying all these things is outlines. Like saying, like verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother. It ain't telling you how to do it, but it's giving you a basic outline. Hey, man, honor your father and thy mother. So we got to understand that. You don't have to go digging all deep. If you just have to use the basics like this, okay, I'm gonna treat my mother and father right, man. I ain't gonna disrespect them, you know, things like that. I'm gonna honor them, the people that brought me on. They brought me on earth. I can't do that for them. No matter what I give them, I can't give them life like they gave me life. So you know what? I don't care what they done in my life. I'm gonna respect them. I'm gonna respect them because you know what? What they gave me, I can't give them. That's basic. So he's saying the basics of the Sabbath. Hey, man. Okay, don't do no work. If I can't figure anything out, I know that. I ain't gonna do no work. I'm just gonna take a chill pill on the Sabbath. But he's telling us he said they was going to change it. So he's telling. So he, like I'm saying, he's making this intimate. He's making this personal to remember what the Sabbath day is. Then the Sabbath definition, the seventh day of the week. Because guess what? We got to understand that. What's the seventh day of the week? According to where in this Western world, Saturday, the seventh day of the week. So you can't mistake that. So that's what it says the Sabbath is. But then we got some people saying, guess what? Sunday is the Sabbath. But we just read in the basic instructions of the Bible that guess that the seventh that Saturday that the seventh is the seventh day is the Sabbath. Definition for Sunday, the first day of the week. Well, according to the Bible, guess what? That can't be the Sabbath. Because according to the scriptures, according to God, that the Sabbath starts on the seventh day of the week at even at sundown. Because you can read that in Leviticus chapter 23. So we got to understand that the world is making this thing personal that we should listen to him instead of listening to the world. So we got to understand that. We got to understand that. So with that, people, like I'm saying, I just wanted to make this short and sweet. One more, I'm saying. So we got to understand that we separated from the world. The way they do things, the way we do things is two different ways. So let's get 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 20. We're on 20 and 21.
Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils.
Stop.
You cannot
stop. stop. He said, but I say the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should fellowship with devils. See, he said, so the way they dealing with things ain't of God. It's to make you be off. So he said, and they got a time period. But I was, what he wanted me to show you is he's talking personally to his people. People, the scriptures is about 98% talking to the nation of Israel. It is very intimate. He's talking very directly to his people. Now, he got laws and things for people that want to join in. He got them, that is in there. But them people, if they own the earth, guess who they got to join in with? They got to join in with his people. So God said, the thing, if you're dealing with this, if you want to know about me through them, he said, you're going in the wrong direction. I ain't give them the instruction. I gave you the instruction. So if you're going to do things according to the world, including time, he said, guess what? You're probably going to be off. Like I'm saying, he said, we got the sun and we got the moon. We need to understand how to measure time by those things. And guess what, people? We can. But guess what? You're going to have to put, we're going to have to put time and study in dealing with them things. Now, you ain't got to agree with me. According to the wisdom that has been broken down to me, there, we own 2 years, like I'm saying, you got a sun and a moon clock. With the Most High, and you don't have to agree with me. Like I said, I'm not pushing this on nobody. But if we're going to go by 364 and 365, the long clock, they go 360, we would be in a year 2046. On a 364, it would be 2026, 20 years apart. And if you know anything about the scriptures about how time is broke up, guess what? I'm saying a lot of things have a 2 year or a 20 year space apart from them when you break down them our other lessons. So I, Brother Isaiah, read verse 21 and we'll be done.
Yes, sir. 21. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Amen.
Like you're saying, you can't be partakers of both. Like I'm saying, we know what's going on tomorrow, that there's a feast going on tomorrow. Say, we can't be partakers of these two things. They're going to do Thanksgiving. In a couple of weeks, it's going to be Hanukkah. I know some of y'all from the Israel God, y'all don't do Hanukkah, but guess what? I do. I'm saying, when I was in the world, I did everything the world did. I done found out there's a feast of the Lord. Oh, that my people did, guess what? I'm a deal in my own culture and do that. I ain't saying you got to do the same, but that's what I'm going to do. So with that, people, hope you got some understanding with the time. Just giving you some basic principles of the coming from the dark to the light and things like that today, and that this thing is personal. If you with God, you got to deal with things according to how he said. And guess what? With the sun and the moon and these things, and even with the scriptures itself, we can come back to understanding what the real time is. With that, I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name. Brother Isaiah, great, great job. Like I said, you're one of the best in the world. You might be top in the world. You get there.
Amen.
And I hand things over to Brother Job and Sister Raya, and I thank you for your time.
Amen, brother.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Any questions or comments?
Oh, I sure do. You know, I got like a little testimony because, you know, I call myself taking a 2-day break or like a 2-day vacation away from my comic book. You know, and I had this dream. You know, like, have you ever had like a dream before you wake up? It's like I heard this voice. It was crazy. And it kept, and all I heard was in his voice this morning around like 5 o'clock. is that, you know, we don't have that much time. I just kept hearing that. And it scared the crap out of me. And, you know, I just got to start doing my comic book because, I had a pre-sale with it. It's like, we don't know how much time we have. And, you know, just to hit this pre-sale, you know, and how the pre-sale went, it just really showed us that we really don't know when our last time is up. So whatever time we have, man, we got to use our might. With all our might to do all we can to get ourselves straight and to make sure we get this work done. You know, and it doesn't matter the time that the world say, because we all know that the Lord say he gave the world to the wicked. But a servant of God, we know that we have Bible. And since we have the Bible, we know what we're supposed to do. We know the times. We know how we got to get things done. You know, so it's just all, you know, to all together, you know, it was a short, amazing lesson. And also, it's a great reminder that everybody has a time. And if we have a time, then we should do everything in our might to make sure we get it right. You know, if he gave us projects or whatever to do, our precepts, you know, get our walk better. You know, we all on a time period to do the best we can to clean ourselves up, do the work, and get straight. It was a great precept. Now, you get a mic.
Thank you. And great job, brother. Great job, Reed. Any
thank
more
you,
testimonies, questions? I'm saying, any more testimonies, questions, comments?
Shalom.
Shalom, bro.
Shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace, man. Once again, great lesson, man. And I know some things is really hard to do, you know, under this kind of duress. You know, when you lose a piece of yourself or a piece of your being, you know, a piece of your world, you know, it's hard to deal with. And when I found out when I had lost my first wife, man, that it's no word, it's nothing in this planet that can, it's a magic pill that make you feel better and it all goes away. You know, it's nothing that do that. It's nothing. I can read the Bible, I can do all of that and everything. I can pray, everybody and their mama can come and they can do all those things, and I'm gonna tell you, the only thing that healed that was time. And that will heal it. Just like a wound, you know, from surgery or from an accident, takes time for it to heal. So, you know, and it takes time to recover from a loss like that, you know, from that kind of presence. And then, you know, and on the other thing that you brought forward was, you know, that the time that we in, and like Isaiah just brought up, man, he didn't know that the Lord was going to allow me to open up the lesson the way I did, was talk about that we are living in the last, and the times is very, very near. I didn't know that he had that dream. We didn't know that you was doing a lesson that was going to get, we are running, this world is running out of time. Mankind is running out of time. We are running out of time. And it's time for us to get it right. But then there is something else going on. There's a separation. Not everybody's made to hear it, not made to receive it. Not everybody's going to receive salvation. And that's by the election or selection or mercy, if you want to call it. Not everybody going to get it. Some of us is bent for the fire, and some of us is going, that's going to be our end. Some of us is going to get into the kingdom, That's going to be our end. Some of us are going to receive thrones, and that's going to be our end. But to know the difference in what God has shown you and not to perform it is bananas. So when you said that, you know, you found out Hanukkah is what it is and stop performing it, and you're right. Brothers from the IOG, sisters from the IOG, and I'm out of the IOG, and I know they don't celebrate it. Slowly but surely, that, you know, a sprinkle here and there is starting to see it, and they starting to pick up on it, and they starting to ask questions, and some is actually participating, even though they still go there, you know. Some has always been reading the Apocrypha, you know, before I even knew it. It's just that sometimes you don't hear it until you start reflecting back on the conversations, then you start hearing them scriptures come up. You're like, they was reading the Apocrypha at the time. That came from the Apocrypha. Oh, okay. So sometimes, you know, it's where we at, and that we got to allow, the Lord put us in a place for us to grow. And like you had said earlier, that you came to come in and see ministries, the Father had me dealing with the calendar and time, and that, you know, we dealing with time. God is about time. And then the Father opened up your understanding on the calendar as well. And what I really, really, really thank the Father showing me mercy is that He didn't allow me to see you and say, well, that's not it. And that He gave me a mind to see it, and I thank Him for that, because I could have had that mind. He could have gave me a mind to be like that. And there's so many of us is like that. Like some of us say, oh, that Apocrypha is this, and, you know, oh, the Hanukkah is that, and the Feast of Purim is this. And, you know, so quick to, you know, to discard the things that pertain before them for us as nothing, like we're something. And I thank the Father for allowing me to just hear that speech that He gave you pertaining to time. And I love that from Him. And I love the fact that He opened up your understanding of that. I got a script in Ecclesiastes. It's just one scripture. And I like to read it. I like to read it, man, because when I read it, it just jumps off the page to me, and it kind of brings everything into perspective to me, everything, where I'm at, where people at, all of that to me, and my surroundings, where I'm at in the world. It just bring me into that perspective, and that's Ecclesiastes chapter 3:11. And He said, He has made everything beautiful in His time. He has also set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. So you got people that's celebrating Christmas and Thanksgiving and not keeping the feast days. That's from God. He put the world in their heart so that they wouldn't find these things out. Not that you're any better, not that they're any worse. It's from Him. You be thankful for what you got, because somebody else got more or less. Thankful for what you got, because that's from Him. And if He gave you a mind outside of the world, to think outside of the world and to think inside of the kingdom, you've been blessed. You are a blessing. You're walking in blessings. You're walking in pure mercy. So now, this is a great script, man. This is a great lesson. Great lesson. Messenger was a young man. You're right. And the mercy part about it is he went to sleep in his sleep. You know? He don't even know he's asleep. He don't even know he's gone. To him, he's still asleep. When he wake up, if it ain't on the throne, he gonna meet God on the throne. But right now, that brother sleep, and praise God, the Lord didn't allow him to go out in a violent way, or with illnesses, or stuff like that. He showed him mercy, and he took him in his sleep. So, all of that, man. Great lesson, great precept. Hope the Father have mercy on your heart, and I hope the Father have mercy on his family, and that they all heal and recover and find a direction without him, because he was a leader and an elder. And man, I just yield the mic, man. Great lesson, brother. Amen.
Thank you. Any more questions, testimonies, comments?
Brother, look like he's signed, sealed, and delivered. You got any closing comments for the brothers and sisters and the listening audience?
Fighting fan, just understand, man, with the time is precious, man. We don't know how much time we get. Time is very important. And like I'm saying, he tell us, man, that the wise is in a house of mourning. That we're saying when we around people that lose their time, that we should take it to heart. We should take those things to heart. Understand, hey, man, we don't have much time. And as we in an understanding, people that understand God, that, you know what, we need to obey, start doing what we need to with the time that we have, do the best with the time that we have left. I'm saying, so like I'm saying, if he's got you in this work, then like Brother Isaiah, you need to do everything with all your might while you still have a chance. I'm saying, because like I'm saying, we never know when is your last time here. And understand that there's deep things with the time that they telling us the time is not the true time. It is not 2018. So we got to understand that and try to figure out and investigate what God calls time. What does he call a year and all these types of things? So with that, I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad you brought that back around, because I was thinking on that wise that, you know, you did bring that up, brother. You brought that up. And people, if you heard that, he's right.
I'll stop cutting you off, bro. I'm hanging up and calling back in. I'm hanging up and calling back in, okay?
Hi, brother. If y'all heard that, pay attention. That's a great revelation. This is not 2018. If this was 20 anything, the Lord would be on the throne. We'd be at the end of the sixth day. He said 6 days we're going to work. He's going to work. 6 days we're going to work. That's 2,000. That's 1,000 years per day. We have not time window. God is not slack at his coming. He will not be slack at his coming. He's going to be right on time.
Amen.
Amen.
So thank you for bringing that up, brother. This is not 2018, people. The world got you thinking it's 2018. like the brother said, you think January the 1st set the year for you at he said sundown. Well, actually, they say 12 midnight. He even showed you some mercy when he even brought that up to you, that the evening, at evening, you think December 31st, or January the 1st, that you're going into a new year. And actually, they don't look at a new day until 12 midnight, which is, they don't have, this is how we got time so discombobulated that we don't even know that an evening starts the next day. That's how discombobulated we are with time. So we thank God, man, for you, brother. Thank you for bringing that precept. Thank you for awakening. Thank you for bringing us back around to that. And thank you for encouraging those of us that he will point in that direction to search those things out. We thank you for their growth. So in Jesus' name, everybody, I want to thank everybody for their time. And tomorrow night, we want you to be back here. Be back here again at 7 o'clock p.m. At the Sounds of Living Waters Blog Talk Radio Show. And that is, you want to be here at 7 o'clock p.m. for the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class coming out of Peoria, Illinois, with our brother Isaiah Brown. And bringing what precept tomorrow, bro?
Yeah, we got us a doozy tomorrow. Something the Father put on our heart after that fear of that dream this morning. So I made sure I had to put something really good together, make sure it wasn't nothing slack. But the big lesson we're doing tomorrow is called The New Heart. We know not what we teach.
Ooh. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because the Lord been showing me so much stuff, and I'm just, now just give you a quick preview, we don't have a clue of what a new heart is.
Amen.
We don't have a clue. You know, and Lord willing, we start tomorrow. I want to start fast because we got somewhat of a lot. And if the time is right, I should be done about a little bit over. It should be like an hour and 30-minute lesson. So that's my goal. But it's a doozy, you know, and it's a lot of stuff, you know, just bringing into remembrance of there's no way, you know, there's no way. Okay. And to be honest, To be honest, when you think of this new heart that the Lord is talking about, I tried to try to reason with some brothers, you know, with kind of bondage. And like I said, I'm not saying it's nothing that maybe that's what the Lord showed them. But you know, like what you said earlier, Job, you know, just be blessed that the Lord was able to show us a little something else, because you know He's merciful, so it don't make me better than nobody, anything like that. But just get back what this precept is that it is a doozy. And there's a whole lot of things to be brought to remembrance on this new heart and how we just don't understand it. I get a mic.
Amen. Amen, brother. Well, we can't wait to hear that precept, everybody. We heard it here from Isaiah's mouth. You want to be here for that new heart. I mean, you got to. This is something that we all praying for, and this is something that you got to have in order for the Lord to even receive you, to even be able to deal with you. You got to have a new heart. You got to be a new creature in Christ. So we definitely want to be there for that. So, amen, Lord willing, we live. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So, hallelujah, can't wait to hear that precept. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And for my brother, McCormick, Swanson, a.k.a. Lil Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, Nehemiah Israel, from the Nation of Peace of Israelites, coming straight out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
Kingdom state of mind.
That kingdom state of mind. Amen. Amen. With that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone, and as we say here, the sounds of living water, do what?
Read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles, people. I'm explaining. Good luck.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.